I now have the pleasure to invite our first student presenter, Jonathan Dacres, to the stage. Jonathan?
Good afternoon. Now, men, I know this is all about ladies here today, but do not lose or forget that you all are fabulous, too. My name is Jonathan Dacres, and I am a 2013 graduate of Academy Prep. I currently attend Shorecrest Preparatory School. Thank you. One of the most important things I learned at Academy Prep is the importance of giving back to your community. I aspire to be a pediatrician one day, and I know what I learned at Academy Prep will help me reach my goals. Our first fabulous female knows the importance of leadership and giving back to the community. Mrs. Carol Morsani. Carol Morsani is a remarkable philanthropist and leader of the Tampa Bay community. She has served on the board of the Tampa Museum of Art, the Florida Orchestra, Community Foundation, and Moffitt Cancer Center Foundation. She is the founder of the Women in Leadership and Philanthropy at USF and the Merit Society of Moffitt. Both organizations are devoted to engaging and educating women to become philanthropists as well as community leaders. Carol and her husband have received Philanthropist of the Year, Judeo-Christian Humanitarian Award, and Cultural Contributors of the Year. Oklahoma State has awarded them the Bennett Award for Community Service. They've also received honorary doctorates from Oklahoma State as well as the University of South Florida. A native of Oklahoma, she and her husband have resided in the Tampa area since 1970. They have two married children and two grandchildren. Please give a round of applause for Mrs. Carol Morsani.
Oops. Thank you, Jonathan. That was very, very nice. I think I'm kind of out of my league here with these other fabulous females. They have all accomplished much in their life and their careers. We've been asked to speak on the most valuable advice we've received. I believe mine was to become independent. The dictionary defines the word as not influenced, controlled by others in matters of opinion and conduct. My poor mother spent a lot of time trying to get me to be independent. I was, believe it or not, I was a very shy girl. And she kept coming up with ways, expression lessons, speech making, to get me to become independent. I never lived in any other city but Tulsa. I had the same friends from grade 1 through grade 12, so I was not a very outgoing person. The day we were married, we moved away to California, and I'm there knowing no one. My husband is off doing Navy duties, and I'm spending a lot of time crying. I am alone, you know. And I finally decided that this was the time to become independent. This was what my mother was trying to teach me all this time. So I thought, I've got to get a job. I've got to rely on myself. I have to be self-confident and make my own decisions and then answer for my own mistakes. So it worked pretty well, and we moved back to Tampa and got involved in Tampa activities and decided that we wanted to be independent of others. As I said, the first part of the dictionary is to conduct ourselves independent of others in thinking and action. So the community readily accepted us. They were very kind to us. And so we have felt since then it is our responsibility to contribute to the betterment of this community and not just be takers. Last couple of weeks ago, Frank had been involved, but I had not been over there. I went over and toured the school, and it is amazing what they're doing. I am so pleased to be associated with it and invest in the future generation. Thank you very much.